نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. آمين يا رب العالمين. سورة الفرقان. فرقان means the criterion, which is another name for the Quran. And it means that which distinguishes truth from falsehood and right from wrong. This was revealed in Mecca. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tabaraka alladhi nazzal al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alameena nazira. Alladhi lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ardi walam yattakhiz waladan walam yakun lahu sharikun fil mulki وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant, that he may be to the worlds a warner. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and who has not taken a son, and has not a partner in dominion, and has created each thing and determined it with precise determination. Allah has sent us with a criterion with which to use to make decisions, and it was sent upon his servant Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been sent to black and white. He also said, previous prophets were sent to a particular nation. I have been sent as a prophet to all of mankind sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is a criterion for? To differentiate between what Allah loves and what He does not love. To differentiate between what will be successful for us, how we will be successful, in what way, and how we will be unsuccessful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as nadira, a warner. Most people don't want to hear warnings because they don't open up the Quran. They don't realize that warnings are very important to us psychologically. Human beings' ears prick up when they feel that something might hurt them. But at the same time, the Quran also gives us good news. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also sent as Bashiran, one who gives good news, congratulates people, gives them hope. And then the Quran connects us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fulfills our soul and it becomes a need for us. And the Quran is the only thing that continues to give us serenity. The main topic of the Quran is Tawheed, monotheism, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, He to whom belongs the dominion. Who is the one who sent down the Quran? Everything belongs to him. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and who has not taken a son, and has not a partner in dominion, and has created each thing and determined it with precise determination. But they have taken besides him gods, which create nothing, while they are created themselves, and possess not for themselves any harm or benefit, and possess not the power to cause death or life or resurrection. They own nothing, they have created nothing, and neither they can help themselves. Allah says, and those who disbelieve say, this Quran is not except falsehood invented. Meaning they accuse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of inventing the Quran. And say, and another people assisted him in it, but they have committed an injustice and a lie, Allah says. And they say, the disbelievers, legends of the former peoples which he has written down, and they are dictated to him morning and evening. It was a great accusation against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one they knew as Amin and Sadiq. They knew this was not the truth. It was simply a way to divert people from accepting Islam. The kuffar would find all kinds of excuses not to believe in the Quran, just like the Bani Israel. Some people say that the Quran is only for Arabs because it's in the Arabic language. But the Kuffar of Makkah would say, why is it in Arabic? Some Muslims say that the Quran is only for the Arabian Peninsula because only the local fruits have been mentioned, olives and dates. Did Allah not know that there are people who have never seen dates? A desert? They've never had olives? They never visited the Kaaba? And they've never seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? People, and there are people who don't know Arabic or Arab proverbs? Subhanallah, all kinds of accusations were thrown simply to divert people because they knew that once someone hears the Quran, they will accept the truth. Allah says, قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it, the Quran, has been revealed by He who knows every secret within the heavens and the earth. Indeed, He is forgiving and merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the things that we want to hide from others. But Allah says, remember that He forgives as well. What secret is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? Our attitude toward the Quran. Are we bored by the Quran? Oh, this is the same old, same old. I've heard all of this before. Subhanallah. Allah says, when His ayat are recited, the believers increase in iman. Allah then says, and they say, what is this messenger that eats food and walks in the markets? This was another accusation. Why has there not sent down to him an angel so he would be with him a warner? Meaning, we will not believe yet. They were stalling. Or, why is not a treasure presented to him from heaven? Or, does he not have a garden from which he eats? And the wrongdoers say, Allah says, وَقَالُوا الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. You follow not but a man affected by magic. All kinds of excuses, a long list, as if they could make up their minds. Allah says, أُنْذُرْ كَيْفَ ضَرَبُوا لَكَ الْأَمْثَالَ فَضَلُّوا. Look how they strike for you comparisons from their own imaginations. Allah says, how terrible it is. But they have strayed, so they cannot find a way. Tabaraka allazi, Allah says again, Tabaraka allazi insha'a ja'ala laka khayran min zalika jannat. Blessed is He, Allah, who, if He willed, He could have made for you something better than that, better than what they are demanding. Gardens beneath which rivers flow, and could make for you palaces on this earth. But they have denied the hour, Allah says, and we have prepared for those who deny the hour a blaze. They did not deny Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They denied the truth. They denied the idea of resurrection. They denied the idea of Tawheed, one God. Allah says, when it, the hellfire, sees them from a distant place, they will hear its fury and roaring. Hellfire will recognize who is going to be placed in it. May Allah forgive us and have mercy upon us. Ameen. And when they are thrown into a narrow place therein, bound in chains, they will cry out thereupon for destruction. Why? Because they don't want to face the burning. They don't want to face the pain. Allah says they will be told, do not cry this day for one destruction, but cry for much destruction. Why? Because Allah tells us that their skins will be put back on their bodies and they will be made to burn therein over and over again. Allahumma ajinna minan nar bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Allah's punishment is truly great and we seek refuge in Allah's mercy from His anger. Ameen. Allah says, say, is that better, the fire? Allah says, is that better or the garden of eternity, which is promised to the righteous? It will be for them a reward and destination. For them therein is whatever they wish, whatever they wish. While abiding eternally, it is ever upon your Lord a promise worthy to be requested. Meaning what? A promise requested for them by the angels. And mention the day He will gather them and that which they worship besides Allah, and will say, did you mislead these, my servants, or did they themselves stray from the way? Every single one will be questioned, the worshippers and the worshipped. Who are the worshipped in this dunya besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophets, pious predecessors, human beings who have died and are settled in their graves, trees, star, sun, moon, animals, you name it. Every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped along with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that and our generations to the end of time from that. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So all those things that are worshipped will be questioned. They will say, exalted are you. It was not for us to take besides you any allies, meaning protector. The word in Arabic here is awliya. Wali. Wali is someone you look for protection. You depend upon them. And they are there for you all the time. Allah uses this word exclusively for Himself. The wali, Allah says, of the believers is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than that, other monotheists, true believers, are the helpers, the awliya of each other. But the primary wali is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human beings, they help each other only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to work, allows it to happen. So on the Day of Judgment, these so-called worshipped deities will say, exalted are you, Subhanaka. It was not appropriate for us to take besides you any allies, but you, Allah, provided comforts for them and their fathers until they forgot the message and became a people ruined, because they felt no need to change their lifestyle. So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say. Allah is addressing the disbelievers, that the things that you worship, they will deny you on that day, and you cannot avert punishment or find help. And whoever commits injustice, this is zulm, among you, we will make him taste a great punishment. And we did not send before you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any of the messengers, except that they ate food and walked in the markets. And we have made some of you people as trial for others. Will you have patience? أَتَبِصِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Are you going to have patience, Allah says? And ever is your Lord seeing. Seeing of what? How we deal with others in our lives. The disbelievers were a trial for the believers. They were a trial for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The believers became a trial for the disbelievers, the hypocrites. All human beings are trials for each other. Events are not just trials, but people become trials as well. And we know this from our lives. Nobody's a hermit. We all have families. We have friends. We're part of communities. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us through other people. Allah asks one question. He says, are you going to be patient? The answer to that obviously is what? Yes, we have to put up with it. And remember what Allah says, Allah loves people to pardon each other. We learned about this great trial of Mista with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the story of the scandal against Aisha radiallahu anha. Allah didn't just ask him to be patient. Allah says, you do ihsan with him, you practice ihsan with him, go beyond what is required. Yes, you can take revenge, you have a right to do that. But Allah wants us to be nobler than we think we can be. Because He knows that human beings can achieve a very high level of character, but only for the sake of Allah and only through the Quran and Sunnah. Allah says, أَتَبْصِرُونَ. Are you going to be patient? May Allah pour upon us patience. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Juz number 19, Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 21 onwards. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. And those who do not expect the meeting with us, Allah says, say, why were not angels sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? Everyone has their own criteria for accepting Iman. Subhanallah. They have certainly become arrogant within themselves, Allah says, and become insolent with great insolence. I am not convinced. I want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala myself. Nothing is more insolent than this. And these are people whom Allah has created from nothing. Allah says the day they see the angels, because today they're demanding angels, the day they actually see the angels, No good news will there be that day for the criminals, and the angels will say, prevented and inaccessible. Why will they say that? Mahjura, discarded, prevented and discarded from the mercy of Allah. Allah says, and we will approach, meaning regard, what they have done of deeds and make them as dust dispersed. So any good deeds that these disbelievers have done, Allah will make them as dust. They will not have any weight in them. The companions of paradise that day are in a better settlement and better resting place, and mention the day when the heaven will be split open with emerging clouds and the angels will be sent down in successive descent. The angels are going to come in clouds, Allah says. True sovereignty that day is for the most merciful, and it will be upon the disbelievers a difficult day. And the day the wrongdoer will bite on his hands in regret, he will say, oh, I wish I had taken with the messenger away. Ya laytani attakhastu ma'a rasul sabila. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Oh, woe to me, I am destroyed. I wish I had not taken that one as a friend. He led me away from the remembrance after it had come to me. And ever is Satan to man a deserter. First, this wretched person will say, I wish I had followed the Prophet ﷺ. And then he will say, I wish I had not taken that one as a friend. Which one? The person who misguided him. Remember, Rasulullah ﷺ said, a man is on the deen, the religion of his friend. Some friends are like food, some are like medicine, and some are like poison. This person, to the person in hellfire, they have the friend, was like poison. Food gives energy to your iman. Medicine will help you with your problems. Poison, those who involve you in something negative, or backbiting, or make you sad. Your iman depends on your friends. You are recognized by the kind of friends you have. Some friends are good for this dunya. Some are good for this world and akhirah. And some are only good for akhirah. Who are those special people? Allah says in Surah Tawbah, the believing men and women are protecting friends of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. They watch each other. They support each other. If you make a mistake, they will remind you gently, and they will help you to do good when you forget or you become weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. By time, Allah swears by time because time is running away. Surely the human being is at loss, except for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, and exhort one another to truth, and exhort one another to patience. Those are true friends, for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Bukhari and Muslim. These are friends for the sake of Allah. A person who helps you to come close to Allah and shades you, protects you from sin, that is a true, real friend. What is the reward for that? Abu Huraira relates that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will ask on the Day of Judgment, where are those who loved each other for the sake of my glory? Today, on a day when there is no shade but mine, I shall shade him with my shade. Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, among Allah's servants are people who are neither prophets nor martyrs, but whom the prophets and martyrs will deem fortunate because of their high status with Allah. The prophets and the martyrs will look up to these people. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform us of who they are. He said, they are people who loved each other for Allah's sake without being related to one another or being tied to one another by the exchange of wealth. By Allah, their faces will be luminous and they will be upon light. They will feel no fear when the people will be feeling fear, and they will feel no grief when the people will be grieving. Then he read the verse, "Behold, on the friends of Allah there shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve." Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. A person who will enjoin you to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who will remind you of akhirah, who will stop you when you make a mistake. A sincere friend. That is a sincere friend and someone who loves you for the sake of Allah. That is a truly productive relationship. What is a destructive relationship? A Muslim who befriends another who prays 5 times a day is more likely to follow and pray with him. Similarly, if you befriend someone who has bad habits, you will be adopting those bad habits because of their constant influence. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not keep company with anyone but a believer, and do not let anyone eat your food but one who is pious." A believer, remember, is different from a hypocrite. A believer is different from a Muslim. A believer is someone who truly believes and is at a higher level than someone who simply says La ilaha illallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The example of a good companion and a bad companion is like that of the seller of musk and the one who blows the blacksmith's bellows. So as for the seller of musk, then either he will grant you some perfume, or you buy some from him, or at least you enjoy a pleasant smell from him. As for the one who blows the blacksmith's bellows, then either he will burn your clothes, or you will get an offensive smell from him." When we spend time with people who have noble manners, piety, knowledge, good culture, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to absorb that as well. Good friends are like a buffer zone around you. We always look for good friends for our children. Why not for ourselves? We blame our children of making bad decisions when they're in bad company. But do we not do that as well? Check your conversations with your friends. What do you always talk about? What is the main goal of your conversation? And then you will know whether they are good company or bad. Remember one rule. The one who does not love Allah and His Messenger is not a good friend. In this ayah, the man in hellfire complains that friend of mine led me away from the remembrance of Allah after it had come to me. So even if you get a chance to read the Quran and someone reminds you and you want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this friend of yours distracts you and say, no, come, let's do something else. No, you know, you're becoming too fundamentalist. Why do you talk about this all the time? Subhanallah. What is zikr? Zikr is salah. Zikr is Quran. Zikr is istighfar, tasbih. Zikr is to remember Allah, is to not backbite. To remember Allah is to not make fun of other people. To remember Allah is not to do comparison. I have these clothes, this designer outfit, you have that designer outfit. Those are all useless things. It's nice to have nice things in this dunya, alhamdulillah. But if we are talking about them, then they're taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, the person will say, "And ever is Satan to man a deserter." On that day, Shaitan, who inspires people to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will throw them, will dump them. Allah says, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "O my Lord, indeed my people have taken this Quran as a thing abandoned." وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّا قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Mahjur, it means something that is to be discarded. And why is this ayah right after the ayat about bad friends? Because a good friend will bring you closer to the Quran, but a bad friend will distract you from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say that the people left this Quran and mention the word is Quran, meaning Allah is talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How is it that we can claim to be from his ummah and we have not followed the Quran? He was the walking, talking Quran. He came with the Quran. We believe in the Quran because of him. What will we say to him? How can we answer this? The Quran is only opened once a year in Ramadan and then it's closed. Mahjoor means it has nothing to do with our lives. I open it up for ruqya, for healing. That's it. I only know Suratul Fatiha and Qul Huwallahu Ahad. I've never bothered to learn any of the other surahs. I don't really understand the meaning, never read the translation. Or I've read the translation, you know, somewhat, but not really tried to understand it. Yes, I read it once a long time ago. There are different levels of belief in the Quran. The worst one is someone does not believe in the Quran at all, that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then someone believes in the Quran, but never opened it. Like many Muslims today, subhanallah. Then you believe in the Quran and you open it once a year in Ramadan and we think that our duty is done and then we close it. And this person only recites the Quran. And then you have someone who learned how to recite the Quran, had the, you know, regulation, Ameen, and then never followed it. Never even knew what was written in it. Some people believe it's okay, you know, I read the Quran in Arabic, the translation, but you know, I've done it once, don't really need to, you know, go over it again. I know everything in there. I don't have time for it, I have other things. But then, is that going to help us or hurt us on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet ﷺ said, the Quran is an intercessor. It is an intercessor saving you from hellfire. The Quran is an intercessor whose intercession will be accepted and an opponent whose testimony will be accepted. Both things. On the one hand, it will be an intercessor to help a person get into Jannah. On the other hand, it can be an opponent who will prevent a Muslim from going into, or a disbeliever from going into Jannah. Who are those? The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever puts it, the Quran, in front of him, it will lead him to paradise. Meaning what? I am being led by something. When you are walking in a certain direction, you have something in front of you, a sense of direction, I have to go in this direction. Who is giving you that direction? Where to take a turn, where to stop, where to slow down, where to speed up? It is the Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever puts it, the Quran, in front of him, it will lead him to paradise. And whoever puts it behind his back, it will drive him to hell. May Allah save us from that. Ameen. Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Quran is evidence for you or against you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the Quran, for it will come on the day of resurrection interceding for its companions. Ahlul Quran. How do you become a companion of something? That is a very interesting question. Ahlul Quran, people of the Quran, meaning someone who keeps the Quran company. If you simply look up the English definition of the English word companion, it says a person or animal with whom one spends a lot of time or with whom one travels. Meaning you have to spend a lot of time, and wherever you go, you travel with this person. Associate, partner, compatriot, confederate. The other definition is one of a pair of things intended to complement or match each other. So your counterpart, twin, match. That's the Quran. To accompany someone all the time. Because when someone is accompanied by the Quran, in the grave, the Quran is going to come and give this person company. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah make us of those. Ameen. The Quran is the one that is going to help us to answer the three questions in the grave correctly. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. But is that possible if we discard the Quran and we only take it out on special occasions? It doesn't make sense, does it? So mahjura means what? Avoiding the Quran. Not listening to the Quran, not trying to understand the meaning of the Quran, not living by it, or preferring something else to it, another lifestyle, other than what the Quran says. Allah praises the believers, as is its right. Haqqa tilawatihi. What is haqqa tilawatihi? To recite it with its proper recitation, to know the meaning, understand the meaning, to ponder over the Quran. That is one of the protocols that is mentioned in the Quran itself. To obey it, and then to relay it to others. Remember, the Quran speaks to us. May Allah make us of those who listen and obey. May Allah give us companions who will help us come closer to the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. In the next ayah, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And thus we have made for every prophet an enemy from among the criminals, someone who is going to stop his message or try to stop his message. But sufficient is your Lord, Allah says, as a guide and a helper. What a beautiful guide and what a perfect helper Allah is. Allah then says, and those who disbelieve say, why was the Quran not revealed to him all at once? So here we have another criticism from the disbelievers. Allah says, they say, why was the Quran not revealed to him all at once? Because remember, the Quran was revealed over a span of 23 years, bit by bit. Allah says, thus it is that we may strengthen thereby your heart, and we have spaced it distinctly. So here is the reason for the revelation of the Quran in the manner that it was sent. The first reason was to strengthen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, wahi was physically very, very hard for him. And second of all, implementing those ayat was a monumental task. Not for himself personally, but he also had to make people follow the ayat. He had to explain them and implement them. So he was not just receiving those ayat and implementing them in his life. At the same time, he was responsible for an entire community. Ayat were revealed according to the situation on the ground. Whenever an event occurred, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down some ayat. If someone asked a question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down some ayat. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down some ayat or surahs of his own accord, depending on what he felt was the right moment. All of this was in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, and we have spaced it distinctly. وَرَطَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. It also means recited it with distinct recitation. All of this was done so that the understanding of the Quran would be clear. People would understand it very clearly and there would be no confusion. It was a perfect way of sending it down. The Quran, the way it is compiled now, is also from the divine revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is set in the most perfect manner. Allah says, and they do not come to you with an example, meaning an argument, except that we bring you the truth and the best explanation. وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. Tafsir. فَسَّرَ يُفَسِّرُ تَفْسِيرًا. Commentary, explanation, exposition. Remember, the tafsir of the Quran first comes from within the Quran itself. Some ayat explain other ayat. And then it has to come from the history, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to understand the background of the revelation of a lot of these ayat in order to fully comprehend their meaning. And then we have to look at how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam implemented them. And then his students, the direct receivers of the Quran through him, were the Sahaba. How did they implement the Quran? That is the best explanation of the Quran. So Allah says, those people who are gathered, the ones who are gathered on their faces to hell, those are the worst in position and farthest astray in their way. They have strayed from the Quran and they have strayed from the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because remember, on that day the person will say, oh, I wish I had taken with the messenger away. And we had certainly given Moses the scripture and appointed with him his brother Aaron as an assistant. And we said, go both of you to the people who have denied our signs. Then we destroyed them with complete destruction. And the people of Noah, when they denied the messengers, we drowned them. And we made them for mankind a sign. And we have prepared for the wrongdoers a painful punishment. And we destroyed Ad and Thamud and the companions of the well and many generations between them. The companions of the well are said to be people who denied Prophet Shuaib alayhi salam, or possibly those mentioned in Surah Yasin. Allah then says, and for each we presented examples as warnings, and each we destroyed with total destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us stories again. In the previous surahs, we learned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encouraged when Allah tells him, of all the prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved, gave them followers, established upon earth, Allah gave success to all the prophets and believers previously. Now, the other end of the story, the other end of the events as mentioned, the people who were destroyed. Why is this a soothing thing for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because it tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his enemies will be destroyed. For him not to become so anxious and not to fear being overcome, Allah is consoling him and telling him to trust him. Allah says, and they have already come upon the town, which was showered with a rain of evil stones. So have they not seen it? But they are not expecting resurrection, meaning they don't benefit from the lessons of the past. And when they see you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they take you not except in ridicule, saying, is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger? He almost would have misled us from our gods, had we not been steadfast in worship of them. They're praising themselves. And they're speaking of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a disdainful manner. Who is he? Whereas he was the one who was and always continued to be Sadiq and Amin, the Rasul of Allah, the elevated, the most elevated human being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever appointed on earth. Allah says, but they are going to know when they see the punishment who is farthest astray in his way. So sometimes people are very proud of not shifting from their lifestyle. They praise themselves at not wanting to go to halaqas or the masjid or to Quran classes. They say, oh, I'm so glad I'm not involved in any of that. I already know what I need to know. And my deen is enough for me. If I started doing all of these things, reading Quran, going to the masjid, I would also become fundamentalist. Those people that you look down upon, you don't want to be like those, right? My Islam, the way I follow Islam, is the best way. And if I follow this other person, he would surely have misled me from my lifestyle. Allah says, have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire? Then would you be responsible for him? One simple question. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen the one who has taken as his ilah his own desires? Hawa is a word in Arabic for base desires, animalistic desires. I am my own God. I will only follow what I want to. I will do what I feel like doing. If something makes sense to me, then I will follow it. If I am impressed with someone, then I will keep them company. Who would have realized that shirk often begins with oneself? A human being can make themselves and their own wishes, their own desires, a god. You can make your own self a god. We don't need formal idols of statues and stone and trees and the sun and the moon. Human beings oftentimes simply worship themselves. أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. Another question, Allah says, or do you think that most of them hear or reason? They are not except like livestock, animals. Rather, they are even more astray in their way. More astray than animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Such human beings who only worship themselves and knowingly disdain the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, disdain the Quran, disdain the sacrifices that one would want to make for the sake of Allah. Allah says those people are like livestock. They are, no, Allah says they are worse than animals.